closing out with that number there by Bob James called Rain. Thank you for tuning in today. Always here Tuesdays, 10 to noon. It's the LP Lounge. Thank you. Stay dry. Be nice to kitties, to kitty cats. If you see a cat, be nice to it. All cats, they're so cute. Dogs too, yes. By Donald Berkeley, of course.
Now, whenever life looks dark and mean, I have myself an espresso. And then I sort of sit back, man, and like dig the scene. Maybe have myself another espresso. And you know there's a chick in the coffee shop who's caught my eye, but she never talks to me when I fall by. So I sit there and I cool it and I'm oh so sly. And I have myself another espresso. Now last night I decided to do the thing as I had myself another espresso. And I asked that chick, like, would she care to swing as I had myself another espresso? And she said, baby, like, that's cool with me, but like, man, I can't split till 3:30, so why don't you just sit down and cool it and like wait for me and maybe have yourself another espresso. You know, I never cared much for formal dates. I just sit and have myself an espresso, man, you know. But like, man, if a chick is a groove, then baby, you gotta wait. Maybe have yourself another espresso. Yeah, so like I took off my coat, man, and I hung up my hat. And for the next 5 hours right there I sat. You know, that chick went home with some other cat. So I have myself another espresso. Now the moral of this story I'll tell you, man, is I have myself another espresso. It's always follow the ways of Zen and have yourself another espresso. And whenever life has got you way uptight, why baby, just sit back and groove until everything's right. Cause you know I met another chick that very night. And well, as a matter of fact, I guess we just sat around and had another espresso.
is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
From the day you're born until the day you die, if you're one of the poor ones, you just gotta work hard. A lot of pain, a lot of heartache, blood, sweat, and tears. So many nights you lie awake crying, wondering, will the day ever come that you'll be able to rest? Will the day ever come that you'll be able to relax and just take life easy for a little while? 'Cause it only lasts for a little while. But if you are one of the economically poor groups, you ain't gonna hardly have that time. While on the other hand, all the well-to-do rich folks just play, lay and play, having plenty of fun. So you work hard every day, getting a little pay. Then on weekends, you got a couple of days that you can say, well, let's go out and have a little fun. I don't want to break my back no more this week. I'm going to wait till Monday and go back again. There's a river that runs along. It's been running along as long as life has been. And this river keeps on running. Just as life keeps on going. And the folks keep on working. Every day they work.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
No, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Thank you.
don't you see? When you get your routine right, even in the darkest night, an SCP. What a brilliant idea. When I call to reach you, girl, anywhere around the world, wherever you may be, that's UPT. When I dial short, my friend, to reach another friend, that's VPN. So let me tell you again, so you can see what I can see. You need intelligence, we can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me. You need intelligence, we can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me. Now if you're feeling down, like a human sound, an operator of love, like Eros above. Now don't you wonder why some people never cry? They trust in fate, in their premium rate. So don't you be late, and you'll feel great. With sound intelligence, you can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me.
I, B, an SSP, what have you got here for me? I said 1, 2, 3, and 4. You gotta get your number on the floor. You gotta get in the spin, and everyone is sure to win. It's all for you to see. It's just technology. Come on, intelligence, you can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me. Come on, intelligence, you can get it. Network intelligence, and see.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You gotta keep them separated. Like the latest fashion, like a spreading disease. The kids are strapping on the way to their classrooms, getting weapons with the greatest of ease. The gangs stake out their own campus locale, and if they catch you slipping, then it's all over, pal. If one guy's colors and the others don't mix, they're gonna bash it up, bash it up, bash it up, bash it up. Hey, man, you're talking back to me. Take them out, you gotta keep them separated. Hey, man, you're disrespecting me. Take them out, you gotta keep them separated. Hey, they don't pay no mind. If you're under 18, you won't be doing any time. Hey, come out and play. L'chaim! By the time you hear the siren, to the morgue, the other to jail. One guy's wasted and the other's a waste. It goes down the same as the thousand before. No one's getting smarter, no one's learning the score. Your never-ending spree of death and violence and hate is gonna
anybody touches these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Thank you. kids and their parents are cruel just because they want them to obey certain rules. Then they start turning from the ones who really care, turning from the ones who will always be there. Who are parents? Parents are the ones who really care.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
So the rain.
done our thing. We have evolved. We're up on our hind legs. The problem solved. We are artists. We are mathematicians. Some of us hold extremely high positions. But we are tired. We're hardly breathing. And we're free. Go tell the women that we're leaving. We're sick and tired of all this self-serving grieving. All we wanted was a little consensual rape in the afternoon and maybe a bit more in the evening. We are scientists. We do genetics. We leave religion to the psychos and fanatics. But we are tired. We got nothing to believe in. We are lost. Go tell the women that we're leaving. We're hip to the sound of 6 billion people going down. We are magicians. We are deceiving. We're free and we're lost. Go tell the women that we're leaving.
Your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa.
With Darren Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Tonight, I'm going to hold you tight.
hold me tight. Me too.
Up to roll one joint.
Cielito lindo, dame un abrazo.
Su boquita
In December 1965, when I returned from my computer god planned one-way trip to the snowbound St. Lawrence Estuary, Poland, my life became even worse deadly than before I left. Even ape nigger Sonny Wally Gray, Hempstead cop with another Black Ape City cop, both in uniform in their Thunderbird auto, in their driveway next occupied house to mine, sprayed me with poison nerve gas from their exhaust as I walked by their driveway, loaded with shopping bags. Immediately, they jumped out of their auto, both holding their guns, in obvious besweated, cowardly gangster fright, indubitably well-briefed by the deadly gangster CIA cops and computer god earphone radio about my razor-sharp chisel in my pocket. At this time in the late 60s, there was no inflation. I managed to exist on much less than $1,000 a year of my savings, spending mostly for food, taxes, and kerosene. After several months of my imploring, my brother then moved to 2628 Samus Place to sell it for me. Until he left, all food, etc., was bought with my money. I was his house slave and cook. After he left, there were no more torments and mad beatings from him, no more hiding in the garage or cellar while he sodomized the last slut I passed on to him years before, here in my bed, in my house, every week. Weekend, always alone here. I had endless peaceful time to study all of the nigger neighbors and slowly write notes piecing together this deadly Frankenstein earphone radio closed society. Even in my law office on the corner, the computer god notarized me as a pummeler of niggers. This has helped to keep them away from me. At first, after my brother left, I went shopping 2-3 times a month. As I gained insight into this closed society, I went shopping more often. Week after week, hundreds of village and town of Hempstead employees, not only cops, but even commissioners, clerks, parks, and even sanitation employees, many of whom I recognized in all sorts of vehicles, they circle the streets of this gigantic ghost town around me. These hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters called the government, they drop their fake far stage con artist ploy of shuffling of papers when in the public eye, when in reality, everything in government, taxes, bills, forms, letters, all court records, etc., are typed and printed by secret 2,000 word a minute computer brain machines. There is no one decent and honest in any government. Every government employee is a loitering, lurking, believe nothing, gangster parroting puppet of the computer god.